Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
Good.
All right. Cleaning Nation, good to see you again. For those of you that are either live or watching the video, not the audio podcast, you may notice there is a good-looking girl, blonde girl to my right, who's not my wife. Most of the time, there's a cute blonde girl on with me. It is my bride, Natalie. Natalie's too good to talk to you guys today, so we got a stand-in cute blonde girl and our friend Khaki, who's actually one of our next level members, I think, in with Michelle. So Michelle says hi. I think you're in different tribes. I'm not sure. Different tribes, but same next level. Anyway, Khaki is here because she graduated our elite program. She is, if we don't give this award, but if we gave the award for most growth as a human being, not that your business isn't doing great, but just the CAC, because rarely do I get to talk to people on the enrollment call, and I got to talk with Khaki, and I remember that Khaki, and this Khaki to the right of me almost don't even recognize that other human being I was talking to. So anyway, she's just amazing, and I'm dying to share her story with you guys. Before we do, Khaki, why don't you introduce yourself, tell us who you are, why they care, say hi to Clean Nation.
Well, I am Khaki Burns. I'm talking to you guys from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Center City. And I found out about Mike and his program the way a lot of people do when it kind of flashed through as a possible podcast I'd be interested in listening to because I own a small cleaning business. And so I started listening to Mike when I was cleaning and everything struck a chord. I was working 7 days a week, very long days for the last year and a half. The business got started June of 2018, and it's been very exciting work, but I really needed help figuring out like why I was still struggling to make it at the end of every month and turning people away, having a wait list of clients. And I reached out to Mike, and he dealt with me during that first call, which was rough. Probably for him, not for me, for him. And I am so grateful for the opportunity that he gave me to join him in his program and the other wonderful people that are a part of it. And I do feel like I have started to blossom when it comes to being a business owner rather than someone who just liked to work really hard.
If I had to thumb up your big change, it would be that. Moving from when we first met, I really do think you were a smart, hardworking woman who had a cleaning business, or actually, I feel like the cleaning business had you more than anything. You certainly weren't lazy, certainly weren't dumb, but you were a worker bee that was working her tail off and not really a business owner. And now I've definitely seen you kind of move from Khaki just being a hard working woman that was kind of run ragged by her business to a business that's starting to behave, right? It's not all complete yet. It's only been a couple months, but starting to behave. You really move as a human being from worker bee to business owner, who you are, and the business is following, but we had to get you first. Is that fair? Or am I totally misrepresenting?
No, absolutely. There was a lot of mindset stuff that these guys assisted me with right off the bat, because we get stuck in our ways of surviving and trying to figure this out for ourselves. And it really helps to be able to communicate with people who know what they're talking about. In regards to this business, not just friends, peers, and family who think it would be the same for any business. And for me, I feel really connected to the work as someone who loves to serve other people and make people happy. And we have the opportunity to do that as owners of cleaning companies, and I kind of got caught in the traps of not necessarily learning how to build the business in a way that would also make me stronger and the business stronger as a result. And all of this is to see that I have more value, not only as a cleaner and a business owner, but as a human being. And I definitely got stuck in that trap a lot. And we might go into it, but I just didn't understand really much about numbers. Whether as much as I tried to read it, it's not my strength. And what Mike has developed is a really solid way for us to kind of see how we should be running our business when it comes to our numbers and what they actually are. And there was a lot of realizations in the beginning that were upsetting, almost, that I was working so hard, and I learned that I was paying to work, like I was paying to play. You know, which is one thing if you're like sitting on a beach and you have your computer and you're not like pushing yourself into the ground every day physically, but it's another thing to realize that you're you know, really coming down hard on yourself physically, mentally, and then with your bank account. So being able to finally see that I was working at over 100% cost of goods sold was a realization that I needed to have and to learn how it's important to be able to make money and help pay for your overhead, and then to even think about making a profit. You know, all of these levels of understanding with Mike and Mariana and Jared kind of helped me like get through each wall as I was discovering these things.
So I'm hearing a lot of you moving from, well, first of all, hopefully let me know if you guys can hear me, because everyone said my mic was too low. So hopefully this is better. I got a frog in my throat. But I'm really hearing you move from, can you hear me okay, Khaki?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm really hearing you move from, I have customers, they're paying me, I'm working my tail off, but it must be okay, right? To really kind of looking at your business as a, thanks, Kim and Michelle, like, yep, you're good. Okay, good, I'm glad we got it fixed. Moving from that, just kind of a worker bee, right? I'm working, people have, you know, people are paying me. Who cares that I'm working 100 hours a week? Who cares when I do the math? Maybe I'm making $4 an hour or some ridiculous amount, to an owner that understood how business works and we need what revenue, the difference between revenue and gross profit and profit. So, and hello, Catherine and Denise, everybody's here. So excited to have you. So tell me, and again, I don't want to get into the details of all that stuff, because that's what we do in the course, but the big shift, that the big struggle I have is so many people go, you don't understand my business, Khaki, or you don't understand my business, Mike. I can't raise prices, or I'm already charging too much, or I'm sure you didn't have any of those fears, did you, Khaki?
Oh, man. yeah, no, I mean, when Mike first was like, look, like, what are you doing for yourself when you're working this hard and you're not taking care of yourself, and through the numbers allowed me to see it and encouraged us to kind of just be honest with our clients about what was going on. Don't be afraid, because ultimately when you look at the fact that you're not making any money and you're actually like paying to work, the risk of losing clients if they end up not being the right fit anymore for you to be able to grow is actually slim to none, right? Because as I'm seeing, you know, that was the fear. Like if I address my clients about how much I've been asking for each clean or each service we offer, I will lose them. And number one, that didn't happen. Number two, it ended up being really important for myself to see that my value and the services we offer was the most important thing.
So first of all, I couldn't agree more. And again, that's another distinction we have to make. And it's so true. Everyone thinks, oh, all my clients are going to leave. I'll go broke. And it never happens. The other thing is we have to make a distinction between people that are buying $20 bills for 15 bucks, right? If we do $20 worth of work and they give us $15, that's not a client. That's a charity case, right? So, but we kind of aren't able to distinguish, certainly working in our business and aren't on it. We're not using systems and processes. We're making decisions based on emotions. We can't distinguish the difference between a paying profitable client and someone that's giving us $20 worth of money for $10 worth of work or $15 worth of work or even $20 worth of work, right? We can't be profitable from just trading $20 bills for $20 bills. So I love that you were able to kind of make that shift. So aside from the pricing, which is huge and important, and you've been great, what's the biggest kind of change you were able to make internally? Because I've seen 1,000 with growth, and I know what I see from my outside, but I'm dying to hear from the inside perspective from Khaki. What did you feel was like your biggest move forward personally?
It was also the attachment to the work, and you guys being really on top of us for understanding, like, if we're out there in the field, there's no way we can attend to growing and developing our business, and that there's other people that need work. And it's another way to give back to our communities by growing so that we can give people opportunity, and putting them into our shoes. For some of us is a little bit harder than others. For me, that was like a personal attachment to some of these clients and them to me, and they didn't want anyone else in my shoes, was my fear. But ultimately what I've understood now is that I'm creating something where our services are the most important thing that we're offering to them. It's not just me that's able to clean really well and check in with them. And Mike, you were extremely helpful in making me realize that, you know. And now I have a team that's able to go in and do the work really well, and my clients are happy. And I'm doing everything I can to learn how to build a stronger business so that I can keep my team happy.
It's almost like an ego stroke when we're like, we tell ourselves this, it's not the truth, but we're like, oh, my clients will riot in the street if they can't have me personally cleaning, or my employees, they won't know what to do or how to do it. They're gonna screw everything up. But the reality is it's kind of just us feeling like we have to be the center of our own universe, which is fine if you like cleaning, you want to have a cleaning job. But once you start transitioning to having a cleaning business and having employees, and you start realizing, holy crap, I can affect a lot more people and a lot more deep of a way and serve, have a much bigger impact. If I have a team, we realize that's a much bigger ego boost. I can run this whole thing that doesn't depend on me. So it feels good when like, oh, everybody needs me, until everybody needs you and you need a break, and then you can't do it. Thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. And then as I've started to grow and we've taken in more clients or had different bids, while I was in and since the program, initially I was like, I'll do the first clean. Like, I'll show them what we're offering, you know? And then
common, by the way, people start and they'll go like, okay, I won't clean everybody, but I still have to clean Ms. Sanchez. Okay, I won't clean this, but I'll do the first, like, they kind of negotiate with themselves of like, I can't just make all this money and not clean. Like, there's something in your brain that's like, that's illegal. How could I take money and not do the cleaning? Right. Is that where you were?
Absolutely. But instead now it's like, I took the leap of faith and allowed, you know, one of my rock star cleaners who's like really throwing down to, I went in with her, like we did the whole meet and greet with the client and did the clean on the first one, and I made sure she had everything and we walked through. And then I was like, all right guys, like have fun. Like, and I left and I got like the greatest feedback. We now have a weekly client too because of this cleaner. It had nothing to do with my skills and love for cleaning, which are still there and will be there. But to be able to do that, I was like, I was so proud of her and excited about what this means, you know. And a lot of that's all like my thinking that was getting in the way. No one else, you know. I was holding myself and this business I was growing back because of those beliefs.
And the heartbreaking thing is we think we're helping our employees by holding their hands and patting their heads and not letting them do their job. It's funny when we treat people like, hey, dummy, shut up and sit down. Watch me clean. I'm the genius. People shut up and sit down. And when you say, hey, you got this. You don't need me. Khaki, you're a freaking professional. Go get it. You're like, wow, they stepped right up. Like you were shocked almost at how competent your people were. And their competence didn't go up. Your leadership ability went up and they started realizing, holy crap, I can contribute. I don't need Khaki to hold my hand every second.
Absolutely. And I think for them as individuals, it's allowing them to take more pride in what they're doing. You know, it's like I'm mainly residential, and our clients are in the Philadelphia area and surrounding counties, and they mainly have kids and pets for babies that we all take care of. And to be able to give kind of the freedom to the small team that I have to kind of take it on their own without me present. Initially, I was a little bit of a helicopter manager, like texting to make sure everything was going away. And then I just stepped back and it's like, they are growing as individuals as a result, not just myself. And that has been the most rewarding thing.
And that's what happens when you grow leaders. Leaders grow teams. But when there is no leader, just Khaki bumping around the dark, it's a blind leading the blind out there. So I love that your influence and your impact has gone up, because as opposed to you, well, I can impact two families a day by me personally cleaning them, to now I can have, well, first of all, let's just go. How many cleaners did you start with and how many do you have now?
One, and now I have three. And someone reached out yesterday who would be great to start up whenever we need to make that happen.
So let me give you another question. And Tori asked me a question. I want to answer the thing. I'll let you kind of think on the question. So just hours you physically spent cleaning or driving to cleaning or getting supplies or kind of that, when you started, which is, I don't know, 2-3 months ago versus now, don't answer. I'm going to answer Tori's question while you kind of do the math. Tori says, I was preparing to raise rates and now I'm holding off till things quiet down. So for those of you listening to the recording, we are smack dab in the middle of the coronavirus. Where we at? End of March, middle of March. And we just did a special broadcast on the coronavirus. Actually, Lindsay, if you would share that link for those that want that. Crazy. We've got Khaki kicking butt and taking names and got the keys of the kingdom. And we've got like a third of the people we had on yesterday or 2 days ago. We did the coronavirus thing. So when it comes to why is the earth falling and how is life going to end? Everybody's into that. But how are we going to succeed? Not as many people show up. Makes me crazy. But I will put the link to that coronavirus video we just did last week. That said, to answer your question, Tori, that built into that is that fear, that belief that raising rates is somehow a bad thing, right? Like I have to wait till things, calm down or slow down. You know, maybe people aren't working. It's the opposite. If our rates, and we're not just randomly raising rates, right? We're making sure that we're a profitable business that has enough money to pay our employees well, to do a good job, and to have enough overhead to do things like insurance and uniforms and processes and systems and investing in your own training and your team's training. All that costs money. So yes, during this coronavirus time, it's really important that we do a good job and really serve our people to the high level. And guess what it requires to be able to do that? Money. So if we're not charging enough money, we can't give enough service. So yes, 1,000%, if your prices are too low and you were gonna raise them, but the coronavirus hit, we don't change anything. We do exactly what we're supposed to do so we can serve at the highest level. All right. Lindsay just put in the link. I would read it to you, but it's a long link. So you have to be in the, I don't know if you're not here in the chat, or we'll try and put it in the YouTube and the podcast notes so you'll have it. All right, so Khaki, give us the breakdown of the hours before you started, when it was just you or you plus a helper, and how many hours cleaning, driving, full of supplies you're doing now.
The hours, I would say, we were talking, when I spoke with you, we were like 80s every week.
I remember that. You had broken my heart. I felt I was, we only take, 10 or 20 folks per month, and we're really select about who we take. You had won me over. I didn't say this when we were talking because I didn't want to but I was like, oh my gosh, if this woman doesn't enroll, I'm going to hold myself personally accountable. Because you were breaking my heart telling me about your life, and here you're working 80, 90 hours a week, and you love acting, and there's all these passions you had in your life, and they were just gone. None of them. It was just work and sleep and then work. Is that
That's correct.
okay?
That is correct. My business is definitely my boyfriend. I am a single 35-year-old woman with a cat.
You're saying you didn't have enough time for your cat, for crying out loud, and cats don't even like people.
I could not, we could not have a dog with us. It would be too impossible at this time. And that's okay. You know, this is what I'm choosing to do with my life right now. And I love my boyfriend. I will say during those times, in the beginning of this course, which just the question made me think of, is I was really also struggling. It was all fear. When it came to going through Mike's modules and really seeing the numbers and knowing I had to address my clients before I could even follow where these guys lead us to really develop and grow.
And hold on really quick. I just want to make sure everyone gets that part, because I know you're getting it from the inside, but for those of you that need some more translation, if you're doing the work yourselves and you're not charging properly, if you're charging for, I'm just a single cleaner, and if you charge $9 to do 3 hours worth of work, well, you still made $9 because you don't own a business, you're a cleaner. If you want to move from being a cleaner to owning a business, you can't charge $9 because you have expenses and overhead and all that sort of stuff. So what Kaki was saying is like, hey, before I could even think about getting out of the cleaning and hiring, I had to make sure I was bidding and billing and pricing properly so there was enough money to even hire somebody. And that was scary. So before I even got to the scary part of hiring people, I did the scary part of like being real with myself. And I guess I remember you're like, I don't want to look at the money because I know it's bad and I don't want to have to dive into it. We kind of forced you to, or not forced you to, lovingly encouraged you to, and you chose to. And you decided, hey, instead of getting fearful and curling up, and this is perfect for the coronavirus time, right? A lot of people out there are curling up and getting afraid. Kaki said, screw that. I'm going to expand. I have something to give this world, and this isn't what my life is supposed to be like. And you went through your fears. Fair?
I felt like Rocky, like I was like in the shower, like crying and vomiting, like I can't do it,
I
I can't
remember
do
I
it.
wasn't in the shower, but I remember her recounting that story. Just to be clear, Kaki told me about this, not and I was not a witness. Continue.
Yeah, no, I definitely had the group, and you guys all helped me through it, and you know, I would just like kind of pump myself up to do it, and finally sat down or spoke to or wrote to every client, and once it was done, I was like, a whole new world.
So, all right, we're already over on time, and I want to wrap up, but I want to make sure everyone gets a good takeaway. So when you started, we're working 80, 90 hours a week. I could hear you burnt out. Like, I could just hear the energy. I wish I could play a small clip of that first call we had so people could hear that Khaki versus this Khaki, two totally different people. Where are we at now in terms of hours worked on the business? And then you don't have to get into exact numbers, but income up, down, or the same?
The income
And I
is
need, oh, sorry, let me be specific. Profit, because I don't care how much gross revenue, money to available for Khaki, up, down, or about flat, and your hours went from 80 or 90 a week to where?
sure. The profit has gone from in January 2020, $339.16 to we're now 2,900. 40, I'm getting cut off, but that's a lot.
Well, yes, we couldn't quite get to the 10x. We need to get you to 3,200 so we in profit, so we could get you to 10 times. We only get you 9 times, which is great. And more importantly, because again, I love money, and obviously no one can make a living at $300 a month in profit, but hours. So you went from 80, 90 hours a week cleaning, working in the business. How many is that now?
I would say if you know my goal for my They give us what we have to hit goals and marks, and my goal was to be out of pain by the Ides of March, March 15th, and I would have been there except I had a cleaner get sick, so I stepped in. But ultimately, I would say that I do approximately 10 hours of cleaning a week, and now that everyone's healthy and ready to get back in there, I could definitely pull myself out.
And you said you got
And
someone waiting in the wings as well. So when the person got sick, I mean, maybe
that
that.
is where
Okay. So we went from 90 hours a week making $300 a month total in profit to 0 to 10 hours a week, depending on which week and who's feeling good and who you hire, making $3,000 a month, give or take, in profit. Is that fair?
That is fair.
And
guys, gals listening, it's like, wow, that's amazing. Believe it or not, those are all secondary to me. The big thing that I love about Khaki and your transformation is you. I know once we get, because when I remember talking to the Khaki that broke my heart on the phone, who didn't have a lot of hope, was just burned out. I mean, if you could hear your voice, you were just like, you didn't, I don't know if you said these exact words, but I could hear you screaming, I can't do this anymore, Mike. I can't. Physically, I can't do it. Emotionally, I can't do it. Mentally, I can't do it. I don't know which is going to break first, but something was going to break. That's what I was hearing. To this is the real Khaki, right? For everyone getting to see her and her face and her energy. I'm guessing even those on the podcast can hear, like, that's, I'd love to be, around or on this lady's team. She sounds like just a bolt of energy. It's been huge. So I have loved, loved, loved seeing you grow as a leader, and all the stuff with the money and the time is great. Like, I don't want to downplay that, but we grew Khaki. You got to grow Khaki first, which you did, and you showed up. And I said, here's this hard thing that's scary to do. And she said, let me go take a shower and vomit, and then, or, and then I'll come back. But she did it, and I said, "Good job! Now that we've done that, here's some more scary stuff to do." And maybe she just vomited, no shower, just showered, whatever. But she got less and less, but she was committed and said, "Okay." And now you've just grown, and it's been awesome. And that's why I wanted to introduce you to the group and Cleaning Nation and kind of brag on you. So all that said, we're way over on time. I'm gonna let you finish. What would you like to parting words for Cleaning Nation to give them the most value you can?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, when you take the leaps, and even if it's like fear-based or risk-based, like we're alive, we're grateful to be here, and why not, right? And every time that I have during this process, it's turned out to be a lot better than I thought. And even during these wild times, because I did that and really like worked things out with my clients, and they see that I care about this business and I'm building it, they're proud. Like, we have some clients that are really were shut down, so they're paying us to clean, even though we're not going to be cleaning until the shutdown's over. Like, that's amazing. I feel like, it makes me a lot more aware of how blessed I am to have these clients and carry on despite these challenging times. And who knew if I didn't do any of this, if they would feel the same way, But they want to invest in the business because they know that
because they're seeing you grow as a leader, right? They want to
yeah.
be on board with what, and I've seen your core values come out. Just everything we teach, Khaki's doing great at. Guys, gals, if you are like, holy heck, I need that, especially during this coronavirus thing, like, I don't know, am I allowed to grow? Can I start a business when stuff like this is going on? This is the time. The poor are going to get poorer and more afraid and crumple up and shrink their area of influence. The rich are going to get very, very rich. The impactful and the leaders are going to be able to lead at a much, much higher level. So yes, if that is something you would like our help with, go to growmycleaningcompany.com /talk. You can jump on, well, actually just go to growmycleaningcompany.com and absorb the on-demand training that we've got for you right now. There'll be an option to talk with one of our coaches at the end, figure out nothing for sale, to figure out what you want. And really, that's where I'd start. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We got 500 plus episodes like this. We've got the on-demand training, all sorts of resources. Yes. Even during the coronavirus scare, this is an opportunity to really grab up the best talent, to grab up market share, to lead in a time where everybody else is afraid. So can't wait to serve you guys. Khaki, appreciate you, sister. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.